Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Beauty in Aging podcast. I am Donna Mintz, the creator of Donna J Skincare. We are an all-natural anti-aging skincare company that believes that your anti-aging skincare should not only reduce the appearance of your lines, wrinkles, sagging, dry, dull skin, but your anti-aging skincare should support your aging skin as well. And today we are talking about one of my favorite topics because it has to do with cooking, and it is smoke points, the smoke point of an oil and why it matters to your skin. My other favorite topic, go figure. So not all oils are created equal, and there are some you can heat and there are some that you shouldn't. There are some you could sear in, and then there are others that are best for a quick saute, and then there are others that you shouldn't heat at all. And this all depends on how an oil is processed and its smoke point. Now, an oil smoke point is the temperature at which it starts to, guess what? Starts to smoke. When an oil smokes, it is breaking down and oxidizing. When an oil oxidizes, it breaks down into free radicals and releases these compounds into the body, and they have been linked to cellular damage. And what does this mean for your skin? It means lines, wrinkles, and sagging. So pay attention, my friends. Now, every oil has a different smoke point, and it depends on a number of factors that are extremely technical and way beyond my comprehension, but here's just like an overview. So oils are extracted from nuts and seeds of plants by crushing and pressing them. You know, olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil. If they are bottled immediately after pressing, they're labeled as cold-pressed, raw, or virgin. Now, these are considered unrefined oils. They retain their natural flavor and color, as well as all the minerals, the enzymes, and all the other compounds that are so good for the body. But unfortunately, these compounds are susceptible to rancidity when they are heated. They have a shorter shelf life and an extremely low smoke point. These are the oils that are best used for like drizzling over veggies or for dressings. They should never be heated. They impart their amazing flavors and nutrients and should be stored in a cool, dry place. Now, to produce an oil with a higher smoke point, these same healthy, nutrient-dense oils are refined and processed using techniques such as bleaching, filtering, and high temperature heating to eliminate all these nutrients that become rancid with heating. What you have left is just this neutral flavored oil with a longer shelf life and a higher smoke point and no nutritional value. So the higher the smoke point of an oil, the more cooking techniques it could be used for. So I could sit here and give you a list of oils and their smoke point, but the bottom line is there is absolutely no point to that because you are never actually going to know the heat in your skillet. If it's 300, 400, 500, you have no idea. So here's the bottom line. When you're heating an oil, when you are sauteing something, make sure it's refined. Only heat an oil that has been refined. I use avocado and I use coconut. If you are not going to heat an oil, go for something really flavorful and nutrient rich and unrefined, like a macadamia or a walnut or extra virgin olive oil. So the holistic nutritionist in me really hates these refined oils, but the chef in me only cooks with refined oils because the skincare maven in me only wants me to consume foods that nourish our body and skin and not destroy it. So that's my take on smoke points and oils. until next time, my friends, have a great day. Come visit us in our private Facebook and let me know what kind of oils you are using and what you are heating. Join us in our Getting Under Your Skin Facebook group and join us and visit us at our website, www.donnajskincare.com. Until next time, my friends, make it a great day.